My name is Hickory Edwards, head paddler, safety coordinator. Yeah, 400 years ago, the Dutch started coming up into the Mohawks area. They started, you know, after Henry Hudson came up the Hudson River. You know, it wasn't called the Hudson River back then. You know, so they started coming up into the Mohawks territory and, you know, building houses, cutting trees down to build houses in the Mohawks' unused land, you know, unused rooms, empty rooms. So that's when, you know, the Mohawks started to take notice. There's these people here, these weird, these strange people. You know, they dress different, they act different. They even have a different tongue than us. You know, so they seen that they weren't leaving. They were here to stay. They were building houses. They had their families. You know, they're basically making a place for them to live. You know, we seen this, and you know, instead of kicking them out, you know, chasing them off, we decided we needed to find a way to live in these lands, live amongst these people, live with these people, and you know, in harmony and peace. So they sent a delegation back to Onondaga Nation, the meeting place of the Grand Council of Chiefs of the Haudenosaunee people. And from there, they sent a delegation out to the area where they're settling in, you know, which is the People's Island in the Mohawk River Valley. You know, so they send them out to see, you know, see what we can do, see how we can make an agreement to live upon each other, upon this. They got out there, and the first thing to be agreed upon was what to call each other. You know, the Dutch wanted to call themselves father and us son, because due to their big ships and us with our small canoes, you know, but this wouldn't do, because it'd be the father is able to tell the son what to do and steer the son's life in, you know, any way he sees fit. So we said this will not do, you know, or we had to agree upon something else. And what was agreed upon was to call each other brother. When we met, shook hands, we called each other brother, you know. This was agreed upon, you know, as brothers would travel the river of life all the way down till the end, because we knew these people weren't leaving. So Turo Wampum was made in this same agreement, you know, binds us all together, where as brothers and as equals, we'll travel down the river of life, never trying to steer each other's boat, never trying to make laws upon the other and to steer their way of life. You know, it's us and our boat with our ways and our people and our cultures. You people, the settlers, in your boat with your ways and your life, your culture. Now, never trying to interfere with each other, but living in peace and friendship and respect forever. For as long as the grass grows green, as long as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, as long as our Mother Earth is in existence, this agreement that was made 400 years ago is still valid. You know, because I woke up today and I seen the sun rise in the east. I stepped out of my tent today. I stepped on a green grass. You know, and when I go to sleep, I'll see the sunset in the west. You know, our Mother Earth is still in existence. This agreement is still here. You know, this agreement was made on our behalf 400 years ago. You know, my grandfathers, you know, made this agreement with us in mind. You know, and now it's our turn. Now we're alive on this earth, and it's our turn to look 400 years into the future for the generations that will be alive then. You know, to make sure that there is a world for them to be alive in. You know, now with all the environmental issues that are going on, it's really up to us to make sure that there's a world left for the people, because they're a world that be able to sustain life for the next generation. This world is still going to be here, but it's up to us now if that world will be able to sustain our life. Okay. And all life that from the seas to the air and everything in between is something that we fall upon in the middle. You know, it's something that we have control over. You know, is our destiny. We have control over what happens in the future, because it's what happens now what affects the future.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.